101.3 FM, KRNG, Fallon, Reno, Fernley, Sparks, Nevada, and surrounding. Biggest Little Radio presents the Rural Report with Robert Ray.
Hey everybody, this is Robert Perea. I'm publisher and editor of the Fernley Reporter, and this is the Rural Report here on Biggest Little Radio 101.3 FM, and our subject today is one that is dear to my heart and kind of a personal issue, and our guest today on the phone with us is Chris Noller from the MS Invincibles. How are you, Chris?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we, as I mentioned, the issue of MS, and that's a very personal thing to me. My brother has MS, and he's been involved with the MS Invincibles for a couple of years now, and that's why I was hoping to have Chris on here and talk a little bit about what are the MS Invincibles and what are some resources that people with MS can find. And So, Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself first, and how did you get involved in creating the MS Invincibles, and you know, what is the MS Invincibles?
Okay, sure. I was diagnosed with MS in 2003. So back then, it was a very limited kind of information and support services for MS, you know, and so you feel kind of alone at that point when you're first diagnosed. I mean, because you just don't expect that this is what's going to be happening in your life. So I started a group called the MS Invincibles just as a way to kind of get peers together that have, you know, have MS. And we had like common issues and questions and things. So we needed to have a community of people that could talk to each other. And at the time when I was diagnosed, let's say it took about 3 to 4 months for me to come to terms with the fact. But in the absence of having any real kind of resources, I thought, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and start my own group because I think that's very needed, you know, for people to come together as a community to be able to support each other. So I started the MS Invincibles about 6 years ago, and when I formally got everyone together, and it started as a small group, about 6 to 8 people, and as time has grown now, we have about 25 members at any given time. So, you know, we're very fortunate to be together. So we basically meet once a month, the second Thursday of every month. We meet at the renowned medical hospital. And basically, I do two different things. One is I bring on speakers to come to our meeting. There are like local support companies that have information and services about MS. So I try to bring a speaker in every other month. And then on the alternate months when there is no speaker, we have meetings with just our group so that we can talk about research, updated research, updates on medication, symptom management drugs, so that we can stay informed about what's happening.
Now the,
you know, and people can talk as much or as little as they want.
Mm-hmm. The emotions, you know, that you described having when you found out you were diagnosed with MS, I can tell you that's probably a universal thing. I would imagine my brother went through much the same thing when he was diagnosed. none of us knew anybody who had MS, and we didn't know anything about it, and we didn't know what the disease meant, what was going to happen to him, you know, where do we go to get help? And for him, even at first, we thought about, you know, hey, let's get into a support group, start. And he totally resisted that because he basically just thought, you know, it's going to be a bunch of people sitting around talking and feeling sorry for themselves. And when he finally started attending MS Invincible's meetings, I can honestly say that's been the best thing that's happened to him since he was diagnosed. And he was diagnosed in March of 2009.
Right. You know, and initially when you first hear about the fact that you have MS, excuse me, you don't really know where to turn. And I did go to a few local meetings for back in 2003 when I was first diagnosed, and that's exactly the kind of meeting it was. You know, rightly so, people feel, you know, like, hey, I feel really ripped off, my life is ruined, you know, and so you're very angry. And so when I left these meetings, I would feel worse, actually, than I felt beforehand. So having gone through that, I thought, you know what, I'm going to start a group that's founded on positivity, you know, because MS is no longer a death sentence, and you still have a life to live. You know, so what you need to do is figure out how your life is going to be now, but it's definitely not the end of life. So we really focus on, you know, living our best life with MS and being thankful that we do have things that do still work. You know, not to focus on, well, what have I lost and what don't I have anymore, but focus on what you do have and what you still can do. And that has really made a difference with people and their attitudes about living with MS.
There's one particular gentleman that's a part of the group, and you probably will, you know, recognize who I'm talking about. But we met him maybe a year or a year and a half ago when he first started coming to the meetings, and he was just very scared about what was going to happen to him and the questions that he asked, and kind of really tear your heartstrings a little bit, because this guy was really afraid, like you said, that he had been given a death sentence. And it turns out that, you know, MS can be managed with the medication, and, you know, a lot of people can go on and live basically a normal life and continue to work. And, you know, in some cases, and my brother's one, my brother was totally wheelchair bound 2 years after being diagnosed. But a lot of people, you know, we have, you've had speakers at these meetings that are that still work and, you know, still play golf and still, you know, very active lifestyle. So if somebody,
I mean,
gets
still
a diagnosis,
life to live, you know. I mean, I was diagnosed in 2003, and back then there were only 3 medications to help slow progression, and that was it. And here we are in 2017, and there are 13 different MS medications to choose from. You know, so if one doesn't work out for you, you try something else. So that is very inspiring. And another area that has really helped is this whole area of symptom management. Because with MS comes a host of symptoms that you have off and on. And now there are medications that kind of help you through those times. So there's a large group of symptom management drugs, and that has really helped as well.
In your case with MS, did you have to go through a course of different medications before you found the right one that worked for you? I know my brother's been on 4 different things, and you know, he's been on the medication he's on now for about 2 years, and it has really stabilized his progression.
As I mentioned, when I was diagnosed, there was only 3. So naturally, you know, you think that's all there is, and at the time, that's it. But as years went on, there was more and more available. So I tried probably 2 or 3 different ones until I'm on the one that I'm on now, which is called Tysabri, and it's a once-a-month infusion. So really, you only have to think about, or I only think about MS on that particular day. You know, you just do the infusion for 1 hour, and that's it for the month. So to me, that worked out for my lifestyle because I didn't want to have to do something every day or three times a week or whatever. You know, I wanted to just get it over with and then move on.
Yeah, the medication my brother's on is an oral medication that he takes daily, but he's been on infusions and he's been on medications where he had to give himself a shot, or in this case,
right.
I gave him the shot every day. And,
you know, so... Well, the orals are really great because it's almost like taking a vitamin every day.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really think about it as a drug, per se. You can just have it in your daily arsenal of vitamins.
Is that something that you guys spend a lot of time talking about at MS meetings, MS Invincibles meetings, I should say, you know, talking about different experiences with different medications? Because I know one thing that when you go to a neurologist, they, you know, they like it to be kind of a partnership with the patient in choosing which medication that they want to go on. So is that something that's a large talking point with the you know patients discussing in the support group meetings the different experiences with the medications they've taken?
Sure. Now, one thing about MS is there's not one type of MS for everyone. I mean, everybody is basically a little bit different. So it's good that you get other input from people who you know have done what you're doing, and in some ways too, it's almost like a better situation when you can ask your peers who also have MS how things are with certain drugs. Because although neurologists have the list of, okay, here's your options, they don't really experience it themselves, so they don't actually know how it directly affects you. So we talk about that at meetings too, when new drugs are coming out, kind of weighing the benefits and the symptom, you know, associated with that, because some of these drugs, you know, you take them and you might not feel well for an hour or a day or whatever. So these are all things to consider. And I think that there's a lot of influence that other people with MS can have, you know, on these drugs.
One of the experiences that we had that probably ties right into the same thing is it seemed like when we first started taking my brother to the neurologist and he saw a neurologist here in Reno and then eventually got referred to one in San Francisco, but most of the questions we would ask, the answers they would give us were, we don't know. And that was the most frustrating part of it. And, you know, that's where, honestly, most of the answers that we've gotten have come not from doctors, but from other patients and other people that we've dealt with, you know, and members of the group.
Exactly. And that's an awesome example of how this can be such a benefit. You know, and it's what's really encouraging now is that neurologists are getting so much better at diagnosing. So with a diagnosis that used to take 6 months to a year to figure out if this is what it was, I mean, now there's so many benchmarks that describe that someone might have MS. So people are being diagnosed like a month, within a month or two, so that, you know, the sooner that you can get a diagnosis, the sooner you can get on a medication, and the sooner you can start slowing progression, because MS is a very fast-moving disease. So, well, you know, you don't want to waste precious time trying to figure things out. So you want to try to get the easiest diagnosis process available. So to try and find a neurologist is also another example of talking with other MS patients. Because some are better for certain things than others, you know. So it really is more of a personal decision that has to be made by the patient.
All right. Well, we need to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back on this. So stay on the line, Chris, and there's much more to talk about.
Follow the conversation on our chat box at www.biggestlittleradio.com.
brick oven pizza, steak, and shrimp. Oh my! At Flame Grill, they've got it all, from chips and cheese to Virginia City's epic IPA beer battered cod. Located conveniently in downtown Fernley at 1330 Highway 95A North.
101.3 FM, KRNG Fallon, Reno, Fernley, Sparks, Nevada, and surrounding Biggest Little Radio presents the Rural Report with Robert Ray.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Perea, publisher and editor of the Fernley Reporter, and this is the Rural Report. This segment is sponsored by the Flame Grill, located in the Scolari Shopping Center here in Fernley, featuring brick oven, pizzas, burgers, and brews. We're talking with Chris Nollert of the MS Invincibles. Are you still there, Chris?
Yes, I am.
All right. So we've talked a little bit about what the MS Invincibles is, but tell us how people can get a hold of you and find more about the MS Invincibles and what kind of information can they get.
Okay, I just want to also mention that there are two other support groups in the area. My group is 40, age 40 plus. We have another group that meets the third Wednesday of every month, and those are for people that are under 40. The reason why is because people that are younger obviously have a whole host of different issues than people that are older that have it. So we found that it worked better to, like, split it apart so we can tackle the exact issues going on with those age groups. The other very exciting group we have is for caregivers, which I'm really excited about because this helps caregivers kind of understand, you know, what they're doing, and also to talk to each other, because especially with spouses, you can imagine, I mean, it's very frustrating because on the one hand, all you want to do is help the person and make them better, but it's one of those things where you can't do that. And so, you know, trying to offer them the right support can be very challenging. So this gives them a venue to be able to talk openly about some of their concerns and fears, frankly. So we're very excited about that, and that group has really been growing. So I'm happy to see that as well. So in terms of how you can find out more information, one of the things I did is I created a website about 4 years ago, and it's msinvincibles.org. And this site is really, its resource site is a gateway to a lot of pertinent information. One of the challenges I had in the beginning when the web was fairly young is, you know, you would just go on this endless loop of finding information, starting, stopping. So what my site allows you to do is it links you right to the information, and then now you can just press back and you go back to my site. You're not in this endless vortex of, you know, web, you know, sites. So that's really good. And I have about 30 different categories of MS information that you can find out about. So the site is completely open. It's not password protected, so anyone can go to the site to find out a lot of different types of information. And again, that's msinvincibles, all one word, .org. One, so also on there is kind of a saved information about all our different meeting topics. So if you want to find out about meetings that have already occurred on certain topics, then you can look in the archives to get that. And so as far as one of the new things we're doing is allowing rural areas to connect into the meeting through GoToMeeting, and they can either chime in by phone number, or they can chime in through their web browser, and or they can also stream it live, so it's almost as if you're at the meeting. So that's something that I've been working on, and we should be up on all of those things probably within the next month or two. Because I realize that's difficult. I mean, not everybody can just hop in the car and go to Renown Medical for a meeting. You know, they might be hours away, so that will not work for them. So if they can just plug into the meeting that way, that would be a great way to take advantage of the support group resource.
So when that comes online, will there be, like, instructions on your website or a tab on there that will tell you how to do that?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's amazing how easy that process has become.
So if somebody wanted to contact you individually, is your contact information on the site?
Yes, it is. both my phone number and my email is on there, so they can contact me that way. Yep.
Okay. Well, one of the events coming up next month, if you could talk a little bit about it. This has become one of my favorite events of the year, actually, is Walk MS, which is coming up in April. Could you give us a little bit of information about when that's going to be and talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So Walk MS is an annual event, and it's the biggest fundraising event for the MS Society. So this year, our walk is going to be on April 29th, it's a Saturday, and it's going to be at Winfield Park in Reno, and it starts at 9 a.m., and we have two different types of walks. You can either do the short one-mile walk, which essentially just walks around the park, or you can do the three-mile walk, which is a little bit longer pathway around the water and so forth. But anybody can join in to walk. All you need to do is go to the National MS Society website, and there's a link in there for MS Walk, and then you can find out for the particular city that you're in, put in your zip code, and it'll tell you which walk would be closest to where you are. You know, so one thing that we, you know, try to do is, like I said, it's one of our biggest donation efforts for the year, and that money is used for research, programs, so, you know, you definitely get to see the use of the money.
So if people were interested in walking or just making a donation, how does that work?
Okay. So like I said, what you do is you go to the nationalmssociety.org, and once you get onto their site, there is a link for the MS Walk, and you can find it by city. Put in your zip code, and then it'll ask you if you want to make a personal donation, or if you want to make a donation specific to a person that is on a team. For example, our team is the, obviously, MS Invincibles Walk Team. And so you can look for that, or you can look under my name, Chris Nollert, and it'll take you right to the page where you can make your donation to our team.
The walk is...
It's a very fun event to attend as well. We have all kinds of activities.
That's what I was just going to say. If anybody hasn't been to an MS walk, it's a huge event with literally thousands of people, and it's a lot of fun. There's, you know, music and just all kinds of opportunity to learn a lot too, as well. And then obviously, you know, the money being raised for the MS Society is, the main thing. But it's just a great opportunity for people who may want to make some contacts and do a little bit of networking as well, and find out what other things they can get that can help them.
Right, and we have drug companies and service companies can have booths there. and offer information to people that come along to their booth. And they have usually have giveaways and stuff like that. So it's really fun. And it's for all ages. I mean, we have, you know, games for kids. We do face painting. We have a clown that comes and entertains. So it's really, really fun. It's a family event.
So, again, if anybody, as Chris said, if anybody was interested in learning more about Walk MS, you can go to the MS Society website, and you just search for Walk MS Reno, and it'll give you all the information. And
exactly.
And if you wanted to create a team, or if you wanted to join a team, or if you just want to make a donation to yourself, you can do that. Is that right?
That's exactly right. I mean, you can be an anonymous donor if that's what you prefer.
So, if somebody is listening to this and, you know, they have MS, or they have a friend or a family member who has MS, and they, you know, want to know more, how do people get a hold of you, or, you know, how do people find out more information about what kind of things?
Well, a couple different ways. Like I said, you can go to our website. We also have a local MS chapter here in Reno. And the director of that office is Linda Lott, who works for the MS Society. And you can ask her for my number, for my email address. You can certainly get it that way. And then the MS organization, National MS Society, has a quarterly magazine with a full listing of all the different support groups. So you can also look at it that way. Don't hesitate to call me. Anybody can call me, contact me. I'd be more than happy to give you more information.
Do you want to go ahead and give your phone number?
Sure. It's 775-560-1215. And again, my name is Chris. Last name is Noellert. It's Noellert.
And for somebody who might want to send you an email, how about your email address?
Sure, absolutely. Chris, C-H-R-I-S, dot Noellert, Noellert, at gmail.com.
All right. Well, Chris, I really want to thank you for taking time to come on the show with us today. And, you know, I can't say enough about what the MS Invincibles and the people that are involved in the organization, members of the group, have done, you know, to help my brother and my family. Yeah. And I would strongly encourage anybody who has MS or who has a family member or a friend with MS, you get in touch with some support group somewhere, even if it's not necessarily, you know, the MS Invincibles or any, but just, I couldn't encourage anybody enough to, you know, make some contacts and don't just go this alone.
Yeah, I mean, because there's no reason to go through this alone. I mean, there's people just like you that have MS, that have a lot of experience and knowledge and, you know, are very willing to just talk to you. So don't hesitate to do that.
All right. Well, this has been the Rural Report on Biggest Little Radio 101.3 FM and BiggestLittleRadio.com. I'm Robert Perea, publisher and editor of the Fernley Reporter. Website is fernleyreporter.com. And thank you again for listening, and tune in next week. Thank you.